Well, barring unforeseen developments, Simon Harris will be sworn in as Taoiseach later on this morning. At 37, the new Fine Gael leader will become the youngest person to hold the office. Last night, Leo Varadkar gave his official letter of resignation to President Michael D. Higgins. We can talk now to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, a busy day ahead. Will you bring us through the expected sequence of events?
Yeah, it will get underway in the Dáil at 10:30 and the Ceann Comhairle opening proceedings there and essentially seeking nominations or proposals for the election of Taoiseach. And Simon Harris will get the backing and the proposal will be made by the Fine Gael Deputy Leader and Social Protection Minister, Heather Humphreys. Then that will be seconded by the Junior Minister, for now at least, Peter Burke. That will set in train a debate and contributions from the opposition. Interestingly, though, it does seem like Simon Harris will be the only candidate being put forward for this election for Taoiseach. The opposition likely to emphasise what they will say is a need for another much, much wider election, that is a general election. So it does seem that at some point before lunch, Simon Harris will, after a vote, be nominated for the post of Taoiseach in the Dáil. It looks like he has the nailed down support of possibly up to 87 TDs at the moment. That is the number that's being looked at. Of course, it could ebb slightly to the side of that either way, but that's the territory. And that, interestingly too, if it does fall that way, is the figure that Leo Varadkar received support-wise in December 2022. After the Dáil, a bit is done. That first part, that first act is completed. Simon Harris would make his way to Áras an Uachtaráin and then formally take on the role as Taoiseach, then returning to government buildings in Leinster House. That's when the real speculation about the composition of cabinet will intensify, and sometime around 6, he will reveal the shape of the cabinet and, I suppose, the particular focus there on what Fine Gael ministers are in or out.
At this stage, I suppose, Micheál, speculating about who'll be in the cabinet is a bit like speculating about the budget a couple of hours before it's delivered, but sure, we'll do it anyway. What's the latest?
Yeah, there are strong signals. Essentially, it does seem that Hildegard Nocton will stay in that cabinet. Does she move from the post of chief whip, though, to the higher education portfolio that, of course, Simon Harris is vacating? That's a question that's being asked at the moment. If there is any certainty at this moment, and it does seem as near to a political certainty as you could get at this hour of the morning, that is that Peter Burke is on his way into cabinet. Currently, the Minister for European Affairs, and it looks like he could be going to Enterprise. That then leaves one position left, and that falls between three people. It's between Patrick O'Donovan, the OPW minister, Jennifer Carol McNeill, who is a junior at Finance, and then Neil Richmond, who is a junior at Enterprise. If there's a front runner in that at the moment, and again, this is a moment in time with these kind of things, it may be Patrick O'Donovan at this point, and he may be on his way to becoming government chief whip. That's where the speculation stands. There does seem to be something, though, you could call it a consolation prize. You could look at it another way, and that is the European Affairs portfolio. And of course, that is the one that Peter Burke would be vacating. That, it seems, is going to be given greater prominence. It is in the Department of the Taoiseach, of course. It could have a role in communicating EU policy issues to a domestic audience, to do that with a greater prominence in the months ahead. Could that then be a straight shootout between Jennifer Carol McNeill and possibly Neil Richmond? And if there is a favourite in that scenario, well, then it would be the Dunleary TD, Jennifer Carol McNeill, who would seem to be ahead at this moment. The other ministers of state, people who could be in line for promotion, they won't have to wait long to hear, because they are all set to be announced tomorrow.
These changes, as you say, will mean that there are likely to be vacancies in the junior ministerial ranks. What are the names you're hearing there?
The names, the prominent ones, are the Mayo TD and Fine Gael party chairperson, Alan Dillon. That seems to be fairly solid now. Some speculation at certain points could, especially in the aftermath of the Fine Gael Ardèche, could Michael Ring be about to make a comeback? That doesn't seem to be on the cards now for whatever reason. But Alan Dillon seems to be a contender, as well as that Emer Higgins, the Dublin Mid West TD, seen as a strong candidate for promotion. And then looking to Munster, if Patrick O'Donovan is promoted, perhaps that doesn't become as urgent. But if it were to be Colm Burke, the Cork North Central TD, comes into the reckoning there. There are others too. There is one person elected for Fine Gael in 2011, just the one who hasn't been a junior minister, that is Alan Farrell. Could that count for something now? As well as that, Colm Brophy, he has been the Dublin South West TD, a junior minister before, but was seen to be very active in the early hours there of Simon Harris's campaign to become the Fine Gael party leader. Could that count for something now? They are the kind of things that are in the mix. I suppose geography, gender, they're always the key things when it comes to this. But there are other things too, such as electoral prospects in the future. I suppose loyalties and level of loyalty along the way. And also temperament, that comes into it too. So unlike football, where John Giles always tells us that it is simply about putting the best players in their best positions, the composition of a political team is more intricate.
And just going back to the cabinet for a moment, Micheál, a few days ago, people will know that it was being reported that Helen McEntee was likely to be moved from the Department of Justice. That's now being discounted. Why so?
Certainly the signal has been sent through the weekend that Helen McEntee is going to remain in justice, that there is, relatively speaking, a short amount of time left, given any scenario, even if the government goes the full distance, and that a new minister wouldn't be able to make a major impact. No, not everyone in Fine Gael agrees with that. Some people think that a return to the party's core message of law and order does require a change of personnel at the helm of the Department of Justice. But certainly in the aftermath of those signals being sent out that Helen McEntee is to remain in place, nothing has been done to contradict that in the last 24 hours. That much is clear.
Leo Varadkar gave his final interview as Taoiseach to the 6-1 News last night, and he had some interesting things to say about his regrets and also about the cost of a united Ireland. I think we can listen now to a short clip where David McCullough asked him about his regrets.
I think if there's any regret, it would be excessive caution at certain points. In 2011, 2012, we never thought the economy would bounce back so quickly from the crash. When the pandemic happened, we never thought that the economy would bounce back so quickly. And because of that, there were big investment decisions, big spending decisions that we could have made, you know, a year or two earlier. And that would have put us in a better position today when it comes to things like housing, for example. But unfortunately, that was the advice at the time, and we took it. And it's easy with hindsight to know these things that we didn't know at the time.
He also spoke, Micheál, as I was saying a moment ago, about a united Ireland and about this report that came out last week, which outlined some estimates of as to how much a united Ireland might cost. What did he say?
He did, and he seemed to emphasise that it doesn't really come down to costs, and talking about the example of Germany and how economies can grow and how there are many, many variables involved. So certainly he seemed to think this is not solely an economic matter if the prospect does arise in the future.
Micheál, thank you very much for that. Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent.